The cleanup of the former Masonic Hall on West North Street, just off the Marshall Square, is in its mop-up stage. At the meeting of the Marshall City Council last night, Ward 3 Councilman Dan Brandt asked City Administrator Dave Hoagland if the contract for the teardown also includes tipping fees and other expenses. Hoagland deferred to City Inspector and Code Official Mike Morgan.
That $60,000 included tipping fees for the Masonic Hall. It did not include that building that was collapsed.
That was?
Yeah. There was some other minor things, like the asbestos inspector on site, that wasn't included in that.
Okay.
Some of the testing was not included in that.
Morgan also said the city will fill the holes on the property within a foot of the top and use clean fill to top it off. He said that there is not in the demolition company's contract. Ward 1 Councilman Ron Ott asked Morgan about the status of the east wall of the former Masonic Hall building.
Myself and Mr. Arrowwood contacted one local brick mason to give us a call on that. I determined if we need to go any further with that. He said you're probably better off leaving it the way it is and then have somebody come in and do that by hand as far as putting that back together. But he said it's quite doable, and probably the length of time for him to do it would be about a month. But I haven't got back to Mr. Arrowwood yet to talk a little bit further in detail about the process for that.
I guess they're going to be responsible for that, or?
Well, again, I don't know what his thoughts are on that, but again, that is a common wall there.
Morgan said the idea is to cap the wall to at a certain height and fill in some of the holes to protect it from the elements. Hoagland said the city's idea is that it will put a lien on the property to try to recoup the cost, whatever it winds up being, of the cleanup of the project. A teenager from the state of Utah was seriously injured in an all-terrain vehicle accident in Johnson County yesterday. According to a report from the Missouri State Highway Patrol, the accident occurred as the driver of a southbound ATV, 13-year-old Deacon Roberts of Tooele, reportedly lost control, traveled off the roadway, and struck a concrete retaining wall. Roberts, who reportedly was ejected off the ATV, reportedly was transported by Johnson County Ambulance to Children's Mercy Hospital in Kansas City for treatment. The accident happened just before 3 p.m. at 533 Northeast 201st Road. A Lexington teen was injured in a rollover traffic crash in Lafayette County yesterday. A report from the Missouri State Highway Patrol says the crash occurred as a northbound vehicle driven by 16-year-old Michelle Moeller traveled off the left side of the roadway and overturned. Moeller, who reportedly was not wearing a seatbelt, was transported by Lexington EMS to Lafayette Regional Hospital in Lexington for treatment of minor injuries. The crash happened just about 4:15 p.m. on Missouri Highway 13, one-half mile north of 222. And traffic crashes claim 14 lives on Missouri roadways, but no one died in boating crashes or zero drownings were reported during the 2017 Independence Day holiday counting period. According to a release from the Missouri State Highway Patrol, during the counting period from 6 p.m. on Friday, June 30th through 11:59 p.m. on Tuesday, July 4th, the patrol investigated 494 traffic crashes, which included 186 injuries and the 14 fatalities. Troopers also arrested 172 people for driving while intoxicated and made 118 drug arrests. Marine Operation Troopers investigated seven boating crashes, which included four injuries. The troopers also arrested 23 boaters for boating while intoxicated and made 33 drug arrests. That's a look at your news at this hour on KMMO. I'm Kyle Yaunt.